Much of the pressure on the NHS comes from people being stuck in hospital when they could be looked after elsewhere, or from injuries that could have been prevented. The Gwent Frailty Programme is one way in which Aneirin Bevin Health Board is trying to tackle the problem, as Paul Heaney reports.
Hi, it's Sherry. How are you?
I'm all right, lad.
Late last year, Margaret Morris fell and broke her hip and her arm. A few years ago, she would have had to stay in hospital for quite some time before being discharged on her own. But Sherry Jones is visiting her here at home in Abergavenny, making sure she's back on her feet after an operation.
How did the weekend go afterwards?
My son came down Friday night, so he took me to Waitrose on Saturday. I gestured the stick, you know, my crutch, and I pushed the trolley.
This visit is part of the Gwent Frailty Project, where people have one point of contact with health and social care workers.
They come morning, lunchtime, tea time, and then evening to get me to bed.
One department arranges for people to get better at home, freeing up beds in hospitals. That could mean medical treatment from a nurse, help around the house, or, like Margaret, some slight modifications to her home and physio so she doesn't fall and injure herself again.
They were very helpful, the enabling girls. They showed me what to do. They did lots of things for me.
Do you think you've recovered quicker as a
result? Oh, definitely. I felt I was bed blocking a little. I do think I would have probably been not as good as this if I'd been left to my own devices.
Gwent Frailty has been running for nearly 4 years now. There are still sometimes delays in returning people to their homes from hospital, for example, when it's hard to find a place at a care home, but many patients are pleased with the service.
They're provided with a level of support to ensure that they can stay at home and not be readmitted to hospital.
Catherine O'Sullivan is head of the Aneirin Bevin Community Health Council, a watchdog for patients.
It's early days yet in delivery of the Frailty Programme. Patients are actually very comfortable with it. We undertook a review a couple of years ago, and generally they came back with very positive comments about how enabling it is to actually get back home sooner and the support that was being offered from the frailty team.
The room we're in at the moment is we have the district nurses, we have the social workers and we have the therapists all in the same building.
Lisa Powell is an occupational therapist, also part of the Gwent Frailty Programme. She works across Monmouthshire and explained how they keep people from being admitted to hospital.
If there is a crisis, we can go out together. So a social worker and an occupational therapist might, for example, go together and can really put in place whatever's needed to prevent the admission.
Take care.
Bye then.
Bye.
Margaret is well on her way to recovery. Readmission to hospital so far avoided, a bed potentially free for someone else. The Gwent Frailty Programme has been cited as a good example which could be used in other parts of Wales too. We're all living longer, a good thing, but programmes like this are now in great demand to keep us independent for longer too.